In Parashas Bahaloscha, we have the Nun Hafuchim, the inverted Nuns. And the Gemara in Shabbos learns out from here that there are seven books of the Torah, because Chumash means it's the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, it's split into a fifth. So how do they, how do you get to seven books? We all know five. So Bereishis, Shmos, Vayikra, Amid, Badvarim. So the Nun Hafuchim, they claim, is a book b'fnei atzmo. So therefore you have the Bar Midbar before the Nun Hafuchim, the two psukim, the Nun Hafuchim, and then afterwards. How do we know we paskin this way? And what do you mean we paskin there seven? Like, I didn't notice the psak. Who cares if you think it's five or seven? Generally, there is no difference, but there is a halacha. How do we know? Because there's a halacha that Kisvei HaKodesh have Kedusha. In other words, if a Sefer Torah or a book of, Sefer Torah, you have to, as a din of Kedusha Sefer Torah, and therefore you have to treat it appropriately if it gets worn out or other things. What's the definition? How do we know that it reaches a level that it's Metameh Yadayim, that it reaches the level of Kedusha? So we learn out that it has to have 85 letters. If it has 85 letters, so then it's considered safer. What 85 letters? Where do you find any safer that has 85 letters? That's what they point out. Vayihiven Soa Aron, Vayomer Moshe, Uvnu Chayom has 85 letters, and therefore 85 letters is the source for a safer. So usually, when you have between safer between braces and shmos, Vayikra, Bamidbar, you have four empty lines in between one safer to the next. So here we have the Nun Hafuchim, so we have the Nun separating them. How do we? And that's how they learn out that anything less than 85 letters doesn't have Kedusha, so safer. They learn it out from here. So we see we paskin there are seven books of Moses, not five. What's the significance of these two psukim? Well, these two, what's the significance of them being a whole sefer? That must be the most important psukim in the Torah, or up there, of a whole sefer Torah. So Rav Shechtu says, in the name of the Rav, that the Salavechik, that, because what's one of the problems? Everyone thinks that every generation, or the new generation, thinks the Torah applied to the older generation, but we live in a new world. Whether according to the Zohar, whether it was a mistake of the Nesiim in the Midbar, that the ultimate goal, is let's live supernaturally in the Midbar. And when they came there, it's so, what? We're going to go on a lower level to work for a living. But as the Kedusha Rebbe points out, that's the higher level. At Olam Haba, Mashiach time, maybe, we'll have the Nesiim, maybe, maybe not. So, or we know when they came over from Eastern Europe to America, they threw the tefillin out, or when the original Zionists came over, they said, who needs to keep the Torah in Eretz Yisrael? If you work, it's only for Chutz La'aretz. Everyone has rationales why the Torah doesn't apply, and that's why Behivim Sa'aron, and you're taking the portable, that's what exactly portable Mishkan, that's why you can see if a goal is the Ge'ua, because you can't take Sinai with you, the Malam, you can take the message with you. That's the Behivim Sa'aron, that's the message. That Torah applies to all generations at all times. And then as well, they point out, so what's the significance of the Nun? Like, why Nun? The Nun is, Rabbi Lamb explained that Nun in Aramaic is fish. That's the struggle of a Yid. A Yid, as we said, the Torah applies all the time, but Avram, a Ivri, that a Jew always has to be able to swim against the tide. That's why you have scales to protect yourself. If you don't have scales, you're not going to make it across. A Jew and Yid in Golis is always fighting against the time, against the tide. And therefore, that's what the Nun represents, the strength that we have to go ahead and always, fight for our principles. It's always like Avram, everyone else is like, he's the first one to spread ethical monotheism, etc. That's how the Rabbi Lamb explained the Nun being like the fish against the tide. Rav Tzadok HaKohen explained it, the Nun from the Tefillah, that even though it befell during that period, but the Tefillah is always temporary. Sheva Yipol Tzadok V'Kam, and Nun is only temporary, and therefore we have ability to always, even if we make a mistake, that's the Yisod in life, and therefore he gets a whole Sefer Torah. So that's the Yisod of salvation, Yisod, that the Torah is permanent and applies to all generations, and therefore the Nun teaches me we have to always fight against the tide. Well, we had Rav Tzadok HaKohen, we spoke about it in a different year, about the Nun representing the Tefillah, like Tzom Efnof, and Zoe mentioned like Tzom Efnof, God supports the fallen, and the Tefillah is only temporary, and God always gives us another chance, like we explained, that could be why Pesach Sheni is in the same parsha as the Nun HaFulchem, as the separate day. But Torah, even though it's popular, assumed the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, we seem to paskin that there are seven books of Moses. And how do we know? And that, how do we know 85 letters is the minimum? Because anything less than 85 letters doesn't have a Kedusha Sefer. We learn it out from these two psukim.